Deseret News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The markets are responding favorably to news of a two-week ceasefire, at least, between the U.S., Israel, and Iran after an agreement was reached last night before President Trump's threatened deadline to wipe out Iranian civilization. Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance does concede this is what he calls a fragile truce.
You have people who clearly want to come to the negotiating table and work with us to find a good deal, and then you have people who are lying about even the fragile truce that we've already struck.
Correspondent John Gambrill reports the U.S. and Iran do still have some major sticking points in their ceasefire.
Discrepancies from Iran in its language about the 10 points it's put forward on ending the war. In its Farsi language version, it included that it wanted to continue to enrich uranium. That's something that U.S. President Donald Trump has said is a non-starter. Trump fears that Iran's nuclear program could allow Tehran to potentially develop a nuclear weapon should it choose to do so.
And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says denying Iran that nuclear capability was always central to any peace negotiations from the U.S. standpoint.
Well, it's always been non-negotiable that they won't have nuclear capabilities. And so right now it's buried and we're watching it. We know exactly what they have, and they know that. And they will either give it to us, which the president has laid out.
Meanwhile, Israel says the truce does not affect its attacks in South Lebanon against Hezbollah.
The State National News Agency of Lebanon reports that a series of Israeli strikes hit several areas in central Beirut Wednesday without warning. It was not immediately clear what was targeted, but several of the strikes were in busy commercial locations. Since the outbreak of the latest Israel-Hezbollah war on March 2nd, Israel has regularly struck southern and eastern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs, but rarely in the center of Beirut. There was no immediate report on the number of casualties. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And response on Wall Street has been positive. The Dow is up 1,200 points. This is SRN News. Easter was already here recently, but it's coming again, as Michael Harrington explains.
For the world's 300 million Orthodox Christians, this is Holy Week, with Easter to be celebrated on Sunday the 12th. That's because the Orthodox Church continues to use the Julian calendar to plan its holidays, putting it behind the Gregorian calendar, which the rest of the world's Christians began using about 400 years ago. Most Orthodox Christians live in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe and in Greece. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, after a decade of victories in the courts and in American culture, LGBT advocates are now in retreat. There's been a strong backlash in recent years, especially against the promotion of transgenderism to children. Many states have banned males from competing in female sports, and some have barred sex change operations on children. At least 9 states have considered resolutions seeking to undo legal recognition of same-sex marriages. This is SRN News. Camera trouble is behind the latest vehicle recall.
General Motors is recalling more than 270,000 Chevy Malibus. The rearview camera screen may display a distorted or blank image. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a rearview image that doesn't display properly reduces a driver's view behind the vehicle. The recall includes Malibu vehicles from the 2023 through 25 model years. Dealers will replace the rearview camera free of charge. Rich Thomason, Washington.
One of pro hockey's brightest stars waiting until the end of Washington Capitals season to decide whether he'll call it a career or play one more season, Alex Ovechkin, now 40 years of age. He's also the NHL's career goal-scoring leader. He's been peppered with questions for several months about whether or not he'll retire or play what would be for him a 22nd season in the league next year. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.